I got to go back when you said you were AWOL. Were you punished for that?
The way I was punished is that colonel held my records, wouldn't release them, and they took my soldier's deposit away from me. It was part of my military record. I had money in there that I was saving, and they put it on a yellow card and put it in your record. So he or somebody removed that card. So when they finally sent my record back, they kept it from December to March. They kept that record, and they wouldn't release it. They had me under orders to be court-martialed, and I'm fighting. When my General White found out about it, he ordered them to release my records and to cut this court-martial crap out. We were fighting a war up here. And that's when I got the Silver Star that they gave me way back during St. Denis. The day they pinned it on me is when General White told me, he says, I have ordered your records to be released. He says, it's ridiculous that they've kept your records all this time in England. Nobody knew where I was, I guess, except my own outfit knew where I was. They did have me under charges, but they had to drop them because I was up on the other end.
And December was all very, very cold, wasn't it?
Oh, I think they say it was about 26 below. They say it was the coldest winter ever that's been recorded in that area. Keep from freezing to death, two guys would get together in a hole and hug each other because you had body warmth. If a man tried to sleep by himself, he was dead. He froze. So you had to have two guys always. It was our rule anyway, that never one man by himself.
When you look back now, doesn't it make you think, how did I ever survive all that?
But you have to say that there was somebody with you all the time. I mean, there was a reason that you survived is what you have to put on it. Really, you have to believe that. I believe that. There was so many times, I counted personally that I knew of, there was over 17 times that I should have died during this period. But I survived all those things.
You were to seize the Adolf Hitler Bridge across the Rhine River.
Right.
Talk to us about what was happening there.
This was early. It was about the 4th of March.
4th of March, 1945.
Yeah, 45. General Hines, who was our combat commander, and he was ordered to take the bridge if he could, to move on it. So we moved quickly towards the bridge. We got to the bridge. We got across, but we couldn't stay across because they couldn't get any tanks across to support us. So we were ordered to come back, to withdraw. After we withdrew, the bridge was blown up. The Germans did blow the bridge up. But without any tank support, it was decided that you couldn't make a viable bridgehead that would hold without tanks. So what they did is they told us to withdraw. General Hines says, well, I could make a crossing at another place. General Simpson, who was our army commander, talked to Eisenhower. Eisenhower told him, no, the Ninth Army has been assigned to Montgomery to cross at Wesel. We were told to lay back and to move north of Hitler Bridge and cross on a pontoon bridge that we laid by Wesel so that when he went across, we went across Montgomery. We went across on the 29th of March. The Adolf Hitler Bridge was the first one we hit, but it was blown up. We had to withdraw. Interesting thing about that is Krefeld, Germany, is right near there. So when we withdraw, we went back to the town of Krefeld, and we let all the animals out of the zoo. Manny Camillo of the Tulsa World, you know, he wrote about that one time, about us letting all the animals out of the zoo. They tried to find out who did that, but we never would admit that we did that.
So you saw monkeys and lions? And
everything. We had a ball. We went into the beer joints and drank everything we could find. We were having a little bit of respite between the 4th of March and the time we crossed again.
So you made it across the Rhine in March. When you would approach these German towns, did you have them put out a white flag?
We would send in for the mayor. We had what we called a propaganda gun, spearhead groups. We'd have a platoon of tanks and a platoon of infantry just break through to go. We hit a town, they would call on the loudspeaker on the top of the tank for the mayor or a representative of the town to come out. They would come out, and we would tell them, if you go back, you tell them to put out the white flag, and we will go on through. But if you don't honor the white flag, we will call an airstrike and we'll blow the town up. If you're going to fight us, you're not going to let us move through. We're going to do that. Well, most of the towns did give up. excepting for the fact that we'd have to shoot the steeples off the churches because the enemy artillery observers would be in the steeples of the churches because they felt we wouldn't destroy the churches until the German people start telling us we can't do anything about them up in the steeple of the churches. But we could, so we blow the steeple off. Some of the towns we went through, they would start firing on us, and then we'd withdraw and call for an airstrike and blow the place up. Then in a couple other towns, we'd go in and get in the middle of it, and they'd start wanting to fight. We did have one case where I killed a kid that tried to put a Panzerfaust into my vehicle, and I shot him before he could do it.
Put a Panzer?
They called it the Panzerfaust. It was a grenade at the end of a tube that they could carry and just point it and fire it, and it would blow up anything.
So he tried to put that in your...
Yeah, he was coming towards the vehicle. Several times I had him stop. He didn't, so I shot him, and the mayor of the town told me, he says he was a Hitler youth, and he was going to do you in, and so you had to do what you had to do. We went into another town where they fought us, and when we finally ended up, the mayor that did give up to us, we found him hung. They hanged him because he gave up to us. The German troops there hanged
him. The mayor of the town was
hanged. The mayor of the town of their own town, they hung him because he was going to give up to save his town.
You would go into their homes...
Take over the house, yeah.
Maybe you saw pictures of Hitler on the
wall? Oh, yeah, we throw them out the window. We take the pictures off the wall and tell the people to leave. They'd ask us, what did they do? We'd say, well, you just go find a place to live, and when we're gone, you could come back. So we'd take them over and take the food and whatever we wanted. And sometimes a German woman would stay there and cook for us and be friendly.
Would you stay for 24 hours?
Oh, yeah, we'd stay there sometimes. Hardly ever more than a day because we were always ordered to keep moving.